This week, we're looking at The Secret Place 2026 Glory. Now, what does gory mean? What does gory mean concerning God? And what is the meaning of the word glory itself when it reflects and refers to God? Simple. It just means the rebounding of God's complete satisfaction. The other day I was talking to some folks, and in the messages, it's like taking a basketball. I know it's crude. I know it is. Throw it toward the basket. It hits the backboard and bounces back. It's called a rebound. Glory is simply the rebound of God's complete satisfaction. When things have answered to his nature, his mind, when he is satisfied, when he is delighted, well pleased, his pleasure, glory rebounds off of him. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, from the Complete Jewish Study Bible, God saw everything that he had made, and notice, indeed, it was very good. Now, think of that for a moment. Think of the realm that is in. So God says, okay, I'm going to create everything. God saw everything that he had made. So, whew. And indeed, it was very good. See, that realm satisfied God. It was a powerful rebound off of God's complete satisfaction and pleasure. So God looked at the earth and goes, that's very good. That's why the glory of the Lord filled the earth, because there's a rebound of God's pleasure. That's why in heaven the glory of God fills the heavenlies. Why? Because he looks and he says, oh, look at this. Now, welcome into the new creation. Now, when you welcome into the new creation, you're born from above. And we have recognized and accepted finished work of Jesus and had it applied to our life. Salvation applies. And we know that we are saved. Something wells up in our lives. What is it? What wells up within us? Well, it's the Spirit bearing witness to God's satisfaction with us and with his Son. We have embraced him. That's what we've done. We've embraced him. We're a reflection of his glory in our lives. You ever meet someone that you see them and their face just lights up with the glory of God? Just lights up. There's a book, I read it years ago, by Martha Wing Robinson called, I think it was Radiant Glory. I recommend it to all the church people. Several bought it and it changed their lives. It's a story of Martha Wing Robinson back in the early days of the 1900s, how God touched her, ministered to us, and she radiated and operated in the prophetic. God just blessed her. I met some people that knew her. And my mom had that book. And when my mom passed, I got the book. Still have it. Always will have it. Radiant Glory. And I often wondered, how come people, when you see them, they just shine, that the glory of God just is effervescent in their life? Well, what happens is that the satisfaction of God is in their hearts. And when that happens, something occurs within us. What occurs? We simply trust in Jesus. We simply trust in Jesus. And when we get away from that, the glory fades. Remember, Moses came down off the mountain, and the Bible says his face was so full of the glory of God that the people had to look away. and he covered himself as he talked, but after a while, the glory faded. Now, God set the pattern and a position that's revealed. The Lord over and over instructed Moses, over and over. And I looked at this, the phrase, as Lord commanded Moses. I was shocked when I discovered this. As the Lord commanded Moses was used 544 times in 66 verses. And there's 40 exact phrases in your Bible. As the Lord commanded Moses. Think of that. 544 times in 66 verses and 40 exact phrases. Over and over and over and over again. And this is the result. Exodus chapter 40, verse 34. And the glory, this is amplified, and the glory and brilliance of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Ooh, wouldn't you love to have that in your church? The glory and brilliance of the Lord filled the tabernacle. The cloud is called the Shekinah, which is God's visible dwelling presence coming down. It filled the place to capacity. Fills the place to capacity. Why? God was satisfied. God was satisfied. In the temple, the prescription pattern given to David was perfected through Solomon. That's what happened. God said, here's the prescription. Here's what I want you to do. Because David was a man of war, it was passed on to Solomon, and he fulfilled it. That was the prescription. And when he finished, according to the pattern, the Bible says the glory filled the temple. Listen to 1 Kings 8:1 from the Complete Jewish Study Bible, which I love and I read it all the time and talk about it. All right. When the priestly Kohen came out of the holy place, the cloud filled the house of Ananiah, that's the Lord, so that because of the cloud, the Kohen, that's the rabbis, could not stand up to perform their service. For the glory of Adonijah, the Lord, filled the house of Adonijah, the Lord. Oh, gee. Could you imagine? I've seen the power and presence of God come into services like the cloud, the glory just settles down. And this cloud came into that place. And I want it in my life, and you can have it in yours too. You can. As you obey the Lord, listen to him, obedience to him, the glory of the Lord will fill your life. When Jesus came out of the water, the voice came from heaven. In Matthew 3:17, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. John says in John 1:14, we beheld his glory. We beheld his glory. God was satisfied. Now, here comes Calvary. Calvary. The work, all finished. Nothing remains. The complete satisfaction of God raised him from the dead. Why? Because he was completely satisfied. And not long after that, Pentecost, the temple received the glory, and the glory filled his house. Hallelujah. And Jesus was glorified that day when the Spirit lifted him up. And the power came down. Now, at the end of time, in Revelation 21:11, The glory is seen coming down in the New Jerusalem. The glory is seen coming down in New Jerusalem. Now, where are you? Where are you? You're in the secret place. You're surrounded by his glory. And there can never, impossible, if we listen and we serve, when the glory is not in our lives. Every time you obey God, every time you go to God, every time you serve God, every time you are obedient to God, glory fills your life. That's why you feel that unction. That's why you feel that whoa. That's why you feel that presence, the presence of God, when you obey the Lord and you do what he wants you to do. That's why you get that unction, that wow, that streak of the heavenlies when you feel that oh. That's why that happens. Why? Because when you have obedience and you obey God, God is pleased with you and the glory of God rebounds into your life. It just goes bang, just like that basketball bouncing off that backboard, comes right back at you. So the glory of God goes, wow, right there. Go to your secret place. Go often. Stay there until the glory of God fills you up. And that's the ministry moment.